You're listening to Pirate Basketball Overtime on the Sports Objective Podcast following East Carolina's season-opening 66-57 victory at Charlotte. Immediately following the recording of this show, it was announced that the Pirates will not play Belmont Abbey on Saturday at 3 p.m. as we talk about in the end of this broadcast. Again, the Pirates will not play Belmont Abbey on Saturday at 3 p.m. and will now seek to schedule another game early this coming week.
Good old, we have none other than the Pirates winning today 66-57, and it's great to get a win on the road. Pirates haven't won in Charlotte since 1983. With us right now, our man getting better on the men, Kyle Barber. How are you, man?
What's going on, guys? Good to watch the Pirates win today as I sit here in quarantine. And if you're going to be quarantined, you might as well win.
That's right. We got a big win today in college basketball, men's basketball. We got another game we'll talk about, Belmont Abbey and the Charlotte 49er, I guess the 49er Classic, and a great win today and tomorrow. And hopefully we get a win on the gridiron, too. We'll be talking about that. With us also right now, ladies and gentlemen, from China Grove, right near Charlotte area, Bubba Rosenbaum. How are you, man?
Doing well. Sure wish I would have been able to be at Halton Arena today, and that's one I've literally waited my whole life for. The last time we beat Charlotte, in Charlotte, I was 20 months old.
You were still in diapers. I'm glad I was not in diapers by that point at age 10, but great win for the Pirates.
You are, Dave.
Okay, so I was. But don't tell anybody. We had a great game. Pirates started off slow, though, guys. I was getting a little worried there. As in fact, one point, Bubba, I know you're the stats guy, 20-10 in the first half, the 49ers were leading. But then, as Jeff Charles and Cy Seymour were talking about during the broadcast, especially in the second half, I remember them talking about making the adjustment, going small, and that was the difference. Pirates looked really good today, very sharp, wouldn't you say, Kyle, for the first game of the season?
Yeah, I thought what I saw in the second half was, we expected to win. I don't think we played particularly well. I mean, you say sharp, and I guess at times we were. I think we were just clearly the more talented basketball team, which is something you don't see very often, where we clearly are the more talented team and expected to win, and that's kind of what I saw today.
Well, we started out. Let me say this. We started, to be fair to your point, we started out sloppy, as Bubba and I were talking about early on. We started off sloppy, some bad passes, and yes, it wasn't the best. I'm not saying this is their ceiling, but the way we started out, quality opponent with the 49ers playing in a good league like Conference USA, was not a cupcake win. Charlotte's a good program, and as I mentioned, 1983, and Bubba's talking about he's waited his whole life to see the Pirates win in Charlotte. Last year, Bubba and I were together, Gary with his jungle calls, his dad, there in Williams Arena. It was a packed house Sunday afternoon, December 22nd, right before Christmas. It was an early Christmas gift and a great win, great atmosphere in Williams Arena. So it's not the first time we've ever beat Charlotte, just the first time since 1983 that we've won on the road at Charlotte. And, you know, Ron Sanchez is third year, the disciple, if you will, of Tony Bennett, third season there with the 49ers, and good to have out of three games, we've beat them twice. So good for the Pirates, good for the program with Joe Billy.
Yeah. Also, me and Bubba were talking earlier, trying to think, you know, the last time we had we've been winning our season openers, but we've been playing, you know, little sister of the poor. I was trying to think when our last, you know, quality on paper, quality win was to start the season, or the biggest win we had to start the season. And we went back to 03 with Pepperdine. I would say this is our biggest opening season win since Pepperdine in 04.
Yeah, that's a long time. And, you know, one of the things that we've been talking about, guys, is recruiting and Joe Dooley building the program and certainly changing the culture, something Mike Houston's doing on the gridiron with a football team. That's looks like Joe Dooley and staff. These guys look like Bubba. Last year, that it was one of the things that was you noticed last year at this time, you had 11 new players on the team, and they just didn't seem to – it took them a while, which was obvious, for them to get together. This year, fast forward to now, they looked really ready to play as far as overall. I know there was some sloppy passes and this, that, and the other, but overall, for the first game, I was really pleased. What about you, Bubba?
Yeah, I really was. Like you said, the most encouraging thing about this, like Kyle said, I sensed that our guys fully expected to win and that we were a more talented team. We had more depth, in my opinion, it seems like, compared to Charlotte. And the real encouraging thing about being able to win by 9 on the road is doing that despite shooting just 2 out of 15 from 3. We already had a comment, a member of our team there, our buddy Brennan Shapiro, chiming in. He said, great win, need to work on the three ball, really need to work on the three ball. No doubt about that. Like I said, 2 out of 15 from 3, so just 13 point whatever percent. On the bright side, Bakumba Baruti, he did knock down 2 out of 5 and seemed more confident shooting the basketball. And both of those came in the second half in the last 12 to 13 minutes of the game when we really needed them down the stretch.
Yeah, and something about some of the threes, that I'm no basketball expert, I don't pretend to be, but what I noticed about some of the threes we took early on in possessions, they weren't in the sequence of the offense where we were setting it up. Or taking a late three, we were just throwing one up. So sometimes it's when you take a three.
Yes, that was driving me crazy, Kyle. Some of our possessions, we would have, you know, four or five, six point lead, and we would take threes. So a shot that you could get. And yes, it wasn't necessarily a bad shot from the standpoint of you know, being contested, but it was a shot that you're going to be able to get. The majority of the time, and we were taking it in the first 5 to 10 seconds of the shot clock and not being very disciplined offensively.
As a coach, that drives you crazy, and especially when you think about it, guys, it's one thing if you're down big and you have 5 or 6 minutes to go, the three ball can get you back in the game. So, of course, early on in the shot clock, you're going to take a three, or if you especially have an open look and a great shooter, but when you have the lead and you're on the road, you definitely don't want to do that. And certainly the Bubba, what was the free throw percentage today? Seemed like when we needed them, we made them. So a lot better than Pirate teams of the past.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and put this up here on the screen. Some of the team stats from today's game, as you see, and Dave was asking about the free throw percentage. We only got there 10 times, but when we did, we knocked them down 8 out of 10. Charlotte, you see, 12 out of 17, right over 70%. As a team, the Pirates did shoot right at 50%, 28 out of 57, despite shooting so poorly from beyond the arc. Charlotte shot just 37.7% for the game, 5 out of 19 from 3. The Pirates held a 2-rebound advantage on the board, 34 to 32, 14 assists for East Carolina, 11 for Charlotte, and the Pirates committed 10 turnovers, and we talked how I think at least 4, maybe 5 of those were in the first probably 6 to 7 minutes of the game when we played pretty sloppily. But from that point on, we took a lot better care of the basketball, and the turnovers that we did have, those stuck out like a sore thumb, because it was when we had a 5 or 6 point lead and had a fast break, or I know there at the end,
yeah,
we had that 8 point lead with about 35 or 40 seconds to go. Charlotte hits a three, we throw a baseball pass. They steal it and then just missed the three that would have cut the lead to 2. So we were looking at the lead going from 8 to 2 in a matter of, 10 or 12 seconds. And I had a big lump in my throat.
I said,
you freaking kidding me?
me too.
But and that's exactly what I said. But fortunately, we did what we needed to do. And one of the things that really impressed me, guys, is as we're down to you and I, Dave. But one of the things that really impressed me, and I know I'm sure it did you as well, how good our defense was in terms of there were a lot of times that Charlotte had dribble drives or fast breaks, and our guys did a good job of getting hands on the basketball and taking away great opportunities for the 49ers in close.
It's funny. That's why you're like a brother from a different mother, Bubba. You read my mind. I was going to talk of that. That was one of the things I was going to talk about next. And the very fact that Joe, you know, you always hear, Bubba, as you know, such a cliche in sports, but that the team, that they have like an attitude or personality like the coach. And I tell you one thing, if you know anything about Joe Dooley, he's tough as nails. Today's just defense is an understatement. What he wants, that hard-nosed kind of blue-collar kind of kid. And I think those guys, they played very hard. And another thing is, Bubba, did it seem like to you today, they seemed like they were actually having a lot more fun? A lot of times in the past, it seems like Pirate teams are very tight. They're so afraid to make a mistake that they have a lot of problems. But today they seem to be having a lot of fun. You could tell the players like each other. It just seemed a lot different today. I don't know. Maybe it was me.
Yeah, on the whole, I think there was a better team chemistry that was pretty evident, and you would certainly expect that to be the case with us returning essentially everybody with the exception of Logan Curtis and the newcomers we did have, or do have, I should say, Noah Faircon, and then obviously Fifi, Derek Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa, yeah.
Yeah, Derek Kwanzaa and Noah Faircon did not play today. And I know Noah Faircon, a lot of people I saw chiming in with comments on social media. Yeah. Very surprised. Hey, where's Faircon? Where's Noah? But his time will come. And trust me, we're extremely excited to have him in Greenville. And
yes.
Excited to see his athleticism on the court. But as far as, you know, today, Dave, we pretty much played eight guys. You did have Charles Coleman see 2 minutes, but outside of that, you had eight guys receive the majority of the minutes, led by Jaden Gardner, surprise, surprise, playing 36 minutes. You had Tristan Newton, who also started the ball game. He played 32 minutes. You had Tyree Pig Jackson with 27 minutes. Batumba played 25. Tremont played 23. Brandon Suggs played 22, J.J. Miles 19, and Luigi DeBow played 14. So pretty spread out there, and should be able to get guys plenty of minutes tomorrow. And I will certainly go out on a limb here and say Noah Faircon, unless there's something we don't know about, you know, injury or health-wise, that he will see his first action as a Pirate tomorrow against Belmont Abbey, a game that will tip off at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Halton Arena.
Absolutely, and it's going to be exciting. You know, Faircon, with Noah Faircon, he's going to be a great player for East Carolina. And I know there are a lot of people that are fans of Noah and friends and family and all that. And I don't think there's anything going on. You never know. But I just have a feeling that they would rather him start his first game against Belmont Abbey than Charlotte. That's my gut feeling. And you know, Coach Dooley and that staff have a lot of talent as far as the coaching, and they have a lot of coaching years as far as experience. So I trust their judgment, certainly more than, no offense, more than fans for sure. Bubba, as far as overall, you're talking about the three-point shooting. The sad thing about stats is you don't say, well, that was a good shot or a good look. If you miss it, you miss it. And but you were, you know, shot selection was definitely something that could have killed us today as far as the timing of you were talking about the shot clock. And actually, we wanted to run up and down the court, and Charlotte wants to play a more slow down that Princeton offense like Tony Bennett likes. Then, of course, he's done so well and won a national championship in 2019 with Virginia. Speaking of which, they lost today to San Francisco. I was getting ready to say South Florida again. Gosh. But San Franciso beat them at, what was it, 61-60?
I believe that was right. It was a one-point ball game. Yeah. And Obviously, UVA ranked fourth, the favorite for a lot of people to win the ACC. So, tremendous win, to say the least, for the Dons out of the West Coast Conference. And funny, Dave, that USF being San Francisco, fell to UMass, not UMass Minutemen, but UMass Lowell by 1 point either yesterday or Wednesday. So,
wow.
Quite a turnaround, going from a 1 point loss to UMass Lowell to beating the number four ranked Virginia Cavaliers.
No doubt. And it's so early, I was going to say that, but we'll take it. Charlotte's such a quality opponent. The season is so long. However, the one thing that we talked about in our preview, and certainly that I've said for many years, Bubba, we've got to start strong. And the thing is that we lost 2 weeks because of they trimming the season from 31 games down to 27 for the regular season. And to me, that really hurts, but maybe it doesn't give you any back doors, no excuses. You got to go ahead and, get to it. So no warm-up game, so to speak, when you have Charlotte being your first game.
Yeah, definitely not. And this was a game 32-32 at halftime.
Yeah, it was a tight game.
When you have a sophomore like Tristan Newton, what a tremendous freshman campaign Tristan had. And then today, season opener, he puts us on his back. We're struggling to, struggling to get off to a decent start there. 10-point deficit, less than 8 minutes into the ball game, and Tristan Newton scored 13 first-half points. So Tristan had nearly half our points in the first half and hit some very difficult shots driving to the basket. But taking a look at some of the individual numbers, and we'll go ahead and look at some of the individual scores for both ball clubs in this one. Jaden Gardner, I think he had 6 in the first half, but really came on strong in the second half, especially in the final 10 to 12 minutes of the game. 18 points for Jaden. 5 rebounds in 36 minutes. Like I mentioned, Tristan Newton had 13 in the first half. He did just have 2 points after the break, but finished with 15 and 6. Pig Jackson, Tyree had 8 points and 7 rebounds. And Batumba Baruti, 8 points and 4 boards, and knocked down those 2 big threes in the second half when the Pirates were extending their lead against the 49ers. And the thing that really stood out, I talked about Tristan driving the ball to the basket. Tyree Jackson did very well also. And Pig Jackson and the Pirates outscored the 49ers 40-22 in the paint today. Some of the leaders for Charlotte, Shepard, 15-5. Matos, like you mentioned, the transfer from Dayton, 14-6. And then Young, who was the newcomer of the year last year in Conference USA, finished with 10-5.
Yeah, Bubba, you were the outscored and Charlotte in the paint was big for me. Another thing that the Charlotte announcers mentioned, and I was going to mention on the broadcast with us here in the overtime, is the difference. One of the things we've heard from year one of Joe Dooley 2.0 when he came back 2 years ago, now in the third season, the very fact of that we didn't have the athletic players to match the talent in the American, which was no question about that. But today what I saw on the court, you always hear things, but until you see the first game and this being season 3 under Dooley, they looked a lot more athletic today. They looked long and lean, something we've been looking forward to. You talk to Pirate fans privately, they didn't want to hurt those other players because we're Pirate fans and they're part of Pirate Nation. But guys that I saw on the court today, they had the talent. They played really hard, something that kept a lot of Joe Dooley's players the first year. The reason why they were in games is because of their effort. And it was a really nice victory today. But I noticed that, Bub. I don't know if you saw that about how as far as our rebounding is concerned, a lot of different things, having those long, lean guys, what we've been looking for has finally, I think, starting to pay off.
Yeah, it really has. And you talk about playing hard. When I think of playing hard, you immediately think of Jaden Gardner. And also, you remember Pig Jackson, the way he gets on the floor after loose balls last year.
diving into and over the scores table.
Yeah.
I think probably the hustle play of the day, I'm trying to remember the exact score and time, but it was in the second half, I want to say. It may have been late first, but Jaden Gardner, he went flying. In fact, I do think it was late first half. Jaden went flying out of bounds, saved the ball.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm trying to remember if it was Pig or who it was, and got a bucket right after that.
Corner. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, what a play by Jaden Gardner. And the Charlotte announcers were going crazy.
Yeah, the very fact, you know, the thing is, he quietly, the guy is such a great player overall, being Gardner, that they were, I mean, there were so many times, did you notice, Bubba, how many times that they made sure they did a nice job? I mean, they can, the fact that he only had 17 is a win for them, because they were double teaming every time he touched the ball. They were trying to do everything, and he still comes up with 17 points, you know, and all the things like that. Exactly. That was another point. I'm glad you brought that up. All the nice little things that maybe not go in the box score like that, I don't think, then the very fact that that saves a possession and we get a bucket, you know, where normally that's going to be a turnover and then the other team gets the ball and we obviously don't get the 2 points. So he's just such an invaluable. It's almost like another thing about him, he's so clutch. If you notice down the stretch, and yes, he makes mistakes, I'm not saying that, but you definitely want to have Jaden Gardner on your team instead of against you.
Yeah, Jaden Gardner, I already referenced that earlier, just the way he was so big down the stretch and getting buckets when Charlotte was cutting into our lead. I mean, we responded with a bucket by Jaden. Also, Pig Jackson had some big drives in the second half and also knocked down some clutch free throws. So I really liked, even though we had some possessions, I know where Coach Dooley and Coach Rockefort and staff were about to pull their hair out, like I was watching the game. we also did some good things. And let's just be honest. This isn't being negative. It's just a fact. We're not used to winning on the road. We're not used to playing with the lead very often anywhere, much less on the road.
Right.
So even though we didn't have to contend with the road crowd, we're in uncharted territory. And that's just something that we're going to have to learn to do more effectively. And it's just, you know, play with the lead on the road and learn how to put a ball game away. And it's a big step in the right direction today, despite us not having our best performance, especially from beyond the arc. And, you know, give Charlotte credit. They play excellent defense. You've referenced, you know, his relationship, Ron Sanchez, to Tony Bennett, having coached under him his entire time at Virginia prior to getting the Charlotte job. He'd also been with him, I think, for, if not the entire time at Washington State, the majority of his tenure there as well. So he had spent more than 15 years with Tony Bennett, one of the best when it comes to playing the way Charlotte wants to play. So big win for the Pirates, and great way to start the season. Let's just hope we can stay healthy and continue to play better basketball as we move on.
No doubt about it. The 49er tip-off classic continues for the Pirates tomorrow, by the way, folks, at the same time for Saturday afternoon, 3:00 versus Belmont Abbey. And that game will be on 94 locally on 94.3, The Game. We'll see about the TuneIn radio app. It did not work for me at all. I know that you said Johnny Gardner, our good friend and one of our biggest fans, it would work for him, and it worked for our co-host Kyle from LaGrange. But it did not work for me. It did not work for you. I don't know what was going on, but it kept saying error for me today. So anyway, I had trouble. I heard the radio, obviously the second half, but as far as trying to use it on my phone, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I was trying to hear Coach Dooley's post-game comments and unfortunately able to do so. But Johnny Gardner summarized them for me, and he said Coach Dooley was really really high on the game that Tremont Robinson-White had. Yes, he didn't. To be honest with you, I'm trying to remember what he finished with point-wise. He may not have even scored, but he said even though a lot of things that he did didn't show up on a stat sheet. He had a tremendous game in a lot of ways. So that was great to hear. And it's something I definitely observed as well. And in addition to that, let's see some of the other things that stood out. Take a look here, and Kyle mentioned this in the opener, in the opening. It's the 21st consecutive time we've won our opener, but this is far and away a different feel. It was the best season opening win that we had since beating Pepperdine 80-58 back in 2004. And that 04-05 season when Bill Herring was in his final year, it was the latest season opener that we had played since we ironically played Charlotte back on November 29th in 1993. I remember being at that game. That was in what is now the old Charlotte Coliseum, now Bojangles.
Oh, yeah.
The Bojangles Arena, Bojangles Coliseum, whatever they call it. And like you mentioned, Dave, or maybe it was Kyle, we won at Charlotte for the first time since 1983. Mm-hmm. Two straight, yeah. And four out of seven against the 49ers, and the 49ers do hold a 19-10 lead in the all-time series.
Yeah, that was just a great win for the Pirates today on the road and a great start of the season. And Bubba, the next game, a question, if you know the answer to this, being COVID-19 related, and that's why we had to switch, and we now have the 49er Tip-Off Classic. Makeshift. Thank goodness for our great staff, and thank goodness for the 49er staff to put this together. Tomorrow we play Belmont Abbey. They're Division II, right? If my memory serves me right. Can we count that towards postseason play and being a Division II game?
No, D2 opponents, those do not count toward your RPI.
That's what I was thinking, because in the past, it's more like a...
Even though that will not count toward our RPI, hey, it's a... This year, you'll take what you can get. It's a great opportunity to play right against somebody else. And
right.
And they're a very strong D2 team. They did lose their top two players from a season ago when they went 21-10. But last year, to give you an idea of the type of program that Belmont Abbey has, they were, I think, second nationally in terms of field goal percentage, shot 54% as a team. And then they were in the top 10 or 12 in scoring, 89.5 points a game a season ago. So, and like I said, they did lose their top two scorers, which produced about 42-45 of those 89 points. So essentially lost half of their scoring.
Half, yeah. And, was that?
Johnny Gardner chimes in. We were talking about Tremont Robinson-White, TRW, and did not score, but what Coach Dooley was alluding to was that 5 assists to no turnovers.
That's great. Thank you, Johnny, for that. I knew that I didn't think he did score, but certainly that kid has turned it around as far as he had that bad injury before last season. And it just, you know, when Coach Dooley said, I think it was like February, there was a post-game press conference, and he said, guys, he said he's only like 80%, you know. And we talked to him in the preseason about him, and just happy to see that he's pretty much full throttle now. And talk about Belmont Abbey. I thought that was the case with D2 because in the past, a game like Belmont Abbey, one of the best Division II teams, you would put them as a scrimmage, like a warm-up game. Before the warm-up games, you'd have a couple games like that. And I didn't think so, but I wanted to make sure. COVID-19, man, it's been so crazy. All the conventional wisdom and everything I have seems to be like – literally thrown out the window or like right behind me here. So I wanted to double check on that. And then, Bubba, we'll have after tomorrow, the Pirates would have 3 straight home games. Radford is a week from Saturday. And, you know, I'd like to, normally I would be slipping up and saying, hey, we need to get the fans out there. But we're not going to have fans. I don't think this season. That is not an official word. That's just Dave Richmond's opinion. It is not a rumor. It's just my gut feeling. So I want to make that very clear to folks. I don't think you're going to be able to see a basketball game this year. I hope I'm wrong. But Radford will be a week from tomorrow. And that'll be in Williams Arena. And we'll see how that turns out. But tomorrow, Belmont Abbey is on the clock.
Yeah, and something else about this matchup with Belmont Abbey. You know, Johnny Gardner and I were talking earlier today. I mean, this is a game that we – obviously we should win it, but at the same time, we can't go in there and sleepwalk. If we do,
right.
we could definitely lose, despite the fact that they lost their two best players. And they, I know they have a couple of, at least a couple, if not more, Division I transfers coming in, and somebody else, another Division II program in the Charlotte area, Queens University, they gave George Mason everything they wanted and then some on Thursday, and they gave the Patriots a 66-65 ball game. So come to play, Pirates, and let's take care of business and get to 2-0.
That's right. And well, before we get out of here, Bubba, I know we got some great programming. It's great programming coming up as the Pirates on the gridiron. On the as far as the last, it'll be Senior Day for in Williams Arena. Unfortunately, there's only 3,500 fans. I know you're going to be there, and look forward to hearing your take on things. We'll obviously have another Pirate Basketball Overtime. We have the playback. We'll have the post-game comments from, I'm sure, from Coach Houston and some players that he selects. And so we'll have that. But we've got a busy Saturday to say, and a busy weekend to say the least.
Yeah, we do. And something else as far as that Belmont Abbey game tomorrow, Dave, this at 3 p.m. That will obviously be right around the time the football game's winding down. But everybody today that was tuned in, you know, I think at one point in time there was at least right around 2,000 live viewers for that Charlotte East Carolina matchup. So really glad that Charlotte had that broadcast the way they did, and I think they're going to broadcast the Belmont Abbey game tomorrow. So check out the Charlotte Athletics YouTube channel, and I'm sure it will be linked as it was today through ecupirates.com.
No question. It's going to be great. A great weekend. Certainly a great start to the weekend for sure. Once again, Pirates get the big win, 66-57. Thanks to Kyle from LaGrange Barber. Bubba, do you have anything before we go?
No, go Pirates. Just fired up. So excited that we got that big win today over Charlotte. Let's keep it going.
No doubt about it. Year three for Dooley. Remember I said it's going to be a good year. I really feel the program is headed in the right direction. And it's only game one. I get it. Out of 27, hopefully 27 regular season games. We'll see how it turns out. All right. Again, for Kyle from LaGrange Barber, Bubba Rosenbaum, I'm Dave Richmond. You've been watching and listening to Pirate Basketball Overtime right here on the Sports Objective. Good night, everybody. Go Pirates!